This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
In the world of resource exploitation, the booms and busts revolve around a lag between demand increase and supply increase. When demand picks up, the whole world scrambles for limited supplies, driving prices higher. The producers then look to their more costly sources of production to exploit them, as they are now more profitable under these new price regimes. Supply builds up slowly, reaches equilibrium until oversupply, at which point prices drop. It's a tale as old as time. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 21st, so listen on as we navigate the living market. When it comes to oil, it is hard to believe that barely anybody wanted to touch this sector with a 10-foot pole only a couple of years ago. Prices have seen a substantial increase from the very low levels of 2020. This came from very tight supply due to a lack of investment in the prior 5 years. These days, the market is obsessed with how the sector returns excess cash flow to its shareholders and how profitable they are. But are there clouds ahead? Where is oil going and what factors are the most important when we study this controversial sector? In June of 2020, there were 8,700 oil wells drilled but not completed in the US. That number is down to about 4,400 as producers scrambled to get things done. Fracking is also back on the menu, as the number of active frack crews is now around 300. This is well below the peak of 485, but also well above the June 2020 lows of 50. Rig counts are up in the United States by about 30% year over year, and we expect oil production to follow. All this is to say production is going one way, and that's up. Now, this doesn't mean oil is in a bad place if demand is also rising, but where will that rise in demand come from? While we remain positive on global stocks because of current valuations, we are not as confident in the short-term global economic conditions for 2023. In the context of recessionary pressures and global slowdown, it's hard to picture an increase in oil demand. However, there could be surprises. Softening of Chinese COVID policies would be a clear positive. In a weaker economic environment, lower disposable income for consumers and stable gas prices could delay conversion to electric vehicles. On that topic alone, limited production of electric vehicles today would suggest that we are at least decades away from a conversion of the global auto fleet away from combustion vehicles. That leaves us staring down the pipeline at a building surplus in oil inventories. That may only get worse in a weaker global economy into 2023. An unsuspected help to support oil prices could come from the US dollar, in that the price may be supported by a weakening US dollar, as we believe to be the case in 2023. Oil prices tend to have an inverse correlation with the USD, and with our view towards a weakening greenback in 2023, oil prices may be held range-bound, despite the potential for slower demand and building supply. Further, we believe that oil companies themselves are much more aware of production and what surpluses may mean to the price per barrel. That is, oil companies are not in a rush to drill, baby, drill. Overall, our near-term range is for a modest price appreciation over the next year, with the risks being quite symmetrical. And while we have lowered our overall target to US 75 to 100 a barrel from 85 to 120 where we were just a few months ago, we still believe the risks may be more even for the coming year. More importantly for the inflation watchers, the much lower year-over-year growth will contribute to the disinflationary story we are seeing playing out through the end of 2022 and into 2023. Overall, it's not as bad for oil in a recessionary environment that we might think, but neither should we expect the boom that we've seen in oil prices over the last year and a half to continue over these conditions over the next 12 months. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.